This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. That old saying, what was old is new again, fits pretty well with pop culture right now. Vinyl's making a comeback, or if you're a real audiophile, it has been back. Fashion trends from the early 2000s are showing up again. And do not get me started on Hollywood. How old is Indiana Jones anyway? Point is, there's real money to be made from older styles and older tech. So for today's edition of our series, My Economy, a business owner blending the best of the old with the best of the new.
I'm David Silberkleit, and I'm the owner and the founder of a classic car company called BugEyeGuys.com. We have an 11,000 square foot Quonset hut that's been converted solely with the purpose of building, restoring, and selling parts for old British sports cars. So when we started the business of Bug Eye Guys in 2007, it was very, very simple. Our initial focus was really the Bug Eye Sprite. That's what got us into this industry. You know, this was my car. That's the car I had kept for so long through all the phases of my life. It's really exciting for us to be working with a car, any car, from like 1955 to 1967. It was sort of, in my humble opinion, a golden era of automobiles. We got better and better at enhancing the cars and making them safer, upgrading the systems, improving them. And from there, that just continued to grow. People started to request LED lighting to be more visible on modern roads, lots of things, even three-point seat belts. Most of these cars came with no seat belts at all. Of late, we have started doing electrical conversions, you know, remove the gas engine, remove the internal combustion engine. You remove all of that and then put in an electric motor. And so the electric conversion space is definitely a growth opportunity for us. So we would keep upgrading and improving drivability and making the cars wonderful to use to sell our product base in this little tiny sphere of the car industry is never a dull moment. The seven of us, every day we go into our building to build a sculpture, a living object that is unlike anything else you see on the road. And it's such a joy for me that it has worked so well. We have sold 393 of these little cars, you know, since 2007, and there seems to be no end in sight for us. This is a business based on passion, and we tend to attract other people who are very, very passionate about this automotive era and about this moment in history.
David Silberkleit there, owner of Bug Eye Guys in Brantford, Connecticut. Maybe you don't repair classic cars, but we do still want to hear what is going on. Tell us at marketplace.org/myeconomy.